There's some big news in the decades-long battle over the Clinton-era roadless rule for national forests. The Trump administration announced Thursday it's planning a full rollback for the Tongass National Forest aimed at what they describe as maximum additional timber harvest. Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports.
The roadless rule, simply stated, forbids road building and industrial activity, with some exceptions, in areas that don't already have them. It covers nearly 9.4 million acres, or just over half of Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest. Addressing civic and business leaders at Southeast Conference on Friday, Senator Lisa Murkowski praised the federal government's decision.
The roadless rule is not just about timber. It is about reasonable access for a wide variety of users.
Alaska's congressional delegation has long opposed the 2001 rule. So has the state. It sued and settled with the feds to win an exemption that lasted about 7 years. So those applauding the decision say don't expect boom times right away, especially not with logging.
I don't think it's going to be any more intensive than it was when we had the total exemption in the period from 2004 through 2011.
Juneau attorney Jim Clark is former chief of staff to Governor Frank Murkowski, Lisa's dad. Clark has been helping fight the roadless rule from the beginning. He predicts it'll help the mining and energy sectors, especially hydropower, by making it cheaper and easier to build roads on federal forest lands. But it won't happen overnight.
It would be a mistake to oversell either the problems that are going to occur for the environmental community as a consequence of this, or to oversell how much economic development is going to occur as a consequence of this.
The thing about the roadless rule is, in Alaska and elsewhere, it's been pretty popular. The Forest Service says it received 411,000 comments, most of those in favor of keeping the status quo. And during 2 years of public hearings, Alaskans came out in force to defend it in person. The reasons varied: concern about deer and salmon habitat, preserving wild places for guides to bring tourists. Tribes were particularly vocal about keeping the national forest intact.
We really don't want any more industrial logging. We want to keep what's here because we know the effects of logging.
Joel Jackson is president of the Organized Village of Cake.
Old growth timber areas provide for us going out to gather berries and our medicines, and also hunt the deer and moose in our area.
The feds were required by law to consult with federally recognized tribes that live around the Tongass. But Jackson says he feels like the agency was just going through the motions.
I felt like they didn't really listen, and it turned out they didn't.
The agency was listening to some. Emails obtained by an environmental organization show a D.C. lobbyist working for the Alaska Forest Association, a timber industry group, set up a telephone call between Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and Governor Mike Dunleavy last year. The governor's office confirmed the call took place, but released no information of what they talked about. The Alaska Forest Association, whose members were in Washington and in the room during the call, also declined comment. That revelation angered tribal leaders. Tribes had offered to travel to D.C. to meet with Secretary Perdue, but were told only an undersecretary would be available to receive them. Joel Jackson says it's unfair that Trump administration cabinet officials will meet with industry, but not tribal governments.
They're just a timber association, and the tribes are sovereign nations, every one of us. So that really upset me that we were brushed aside.
Other arguments against exempting the Tongass from the roadless rule can be lumped into two general categories, economic and environmental. Let's start with the first one.
We are concerned that opening up areas where there are not currently roads to timber sales would increase taxpayer losses.
Autumn Hanna is an economist with Taxpayers for Common Sense, a D.C. watchdog. A recent report found that timber sales on federal lands cost taxpayers about $2 billion over the past 40 years.
We've seen plenty of evidence already that taxpayers would lose significantly more by logging in these old growth areas that are harder to access and have been protected by the roadless rule.
The losses happen because the Forest Service actually pays for building new roads used by the timber industry to log public lands. In relatively remote areas with old growth stands of trees, she says, the costs to the public are even higher.
So taxpayers are upside down and underwater on these timber sales.
The Forest Service's final environmental impact statement runs to nearly 700 pages, and critics have already seized on one passage that downplays any impact to climate change. It says more logging would have only a temporary influence on atmospheric carbon concentrations that would get better as the forests grew back.
Yeah, I don't buy it, and I think they're kicking the can down the road. There's a lot more impacts that are going to happen.
Dominique De La Sella is an Oregon-based researcher who's advocated for transitioning all Tongass timber harvests to young growth. He says the Tongass is a vast carbon sink, as other forests in the Pacific Northwest are lost to development, and more recently, wildfire.
We've got to recognize that every action has a reaction in terms of the atmosphere, and to deny that, the Forest Service is really denying climate change.
So what happens now? Under the federal government's rulemaking process, the Secretary of Agriculture has to wait 30 days from releasing its record of decision. A future presidential administration could work to change that, but would have to go through this whole multi-year rulemaking process from scratch. But there's another piece to the Tongass logging debate. The amount of old-growth timber that can be cut is restricted by the Tongass Forest Plan that sets out a transition to young growth over 15 years. And when Governor Bill Walker's administration petitioned for the roadless rule to be rolled back, it also called on the federal government to revise its 2016 Forest Plan.
There's been absolutely no movement on that by the Forest Service or anybody else.
That's Jim Clark again, the Juneau attorney specializing in resource development.
This one would be, I think, more difficult than what we did on the roadless exemption.
So it's a long game, a conflict over natural resources that moves about as swiftly as a forest grows. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.